Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you, no, not from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, but the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta. And folks, just a reminder that if you need help with some of the PPP loans and other SBA-related emergency loans and grants and those programs that are out there, and you need to sort through the madness, go check out your Renaissance banker. Give them a call ahead of time. The branches are closed, but the bankers are not. They are inside the branches, and you just simply have to call ahead and make an appointment, and you'll be able to see them. The drive-thrus are always open for business, so if you've got drive-thru business, you're able to conduct that. But check them out. Call ahead to your friendly Renaissance banker, or go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And I want to welcome Patrick Lynch. Patrick is with CMP, and they're a talent and transition firm. And Patrick is also the president-elect of SHRM Atlanta. Patrick, welcome back.
Well, thanks, John.
We were just, we weren't chuckling because it was funny necessarily, but it was just kind of crazy how much things have changed since you were just on this show in January. Yep. And here we are in April, and the cheese has moved, to say the least.
Yeah, it's like the world hit a pause button. You know, it's like everything, you know, you and I were talking that March 3rd through March 5th, I was on a plane, you know, just traveling to Dallas where we're headquartered. And it was just starting to, all the COVID concerns were surfacing. Flash forward 2 weeks. The entire, you know, we got a stay at home order, you know, all the events have been canceled. You know, you mentioned I'm part of SHRM Atlanta, and yeah, we had our annual conference that was going to be on the 23rd through the 25th. Everything was all go. Well, you know, the ending of that story, everything was, you know, canceled. And one by one, you know, we're all just, you know, stuck at home trying to wait this crisis out.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's give some context here. So for those that didn't hear our show in January, why don't you introduce yourself, tell them a little about who you are and CMP, yeah. And then we'll get in kind of the subject at hand.
Yeah, sure. I'm Pat Lynch, and I'm the president of the Southeast Region of CMP. We work with companies across three different areas. One is, as far as talent fit, we do executive search services and help organizations find top talent to put into critical roles. We also do talent development. And with talent development, we provide companies with ways to assess people to make sure that they can find the most optimal way to get employees put in the right positions so that they can become the most productive. We also do a wide variety of executive coaching and leadership coaching to help employees improve and contribute. And then last, we do outplacement and career coaching. And in that capacity, companies that are faced with layoffs, restructuring, we will help those impacted employees get their careers back on track with new career opportunities, which is kind of relevant now to what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. And the general theme of this discussion is, you know, finding a job in a crisis environment. And that wasn't even on the radar screen for a lot of people in January, even February. Right. And then all of a sudden here in March and April, the unemployment claims have gone through the roof. I guess that they represent total, I guess, about 10% of the workforce is what I saw. So, regardless of what that percentage is, it's millions of people that have been literally dumped on their head when it comes to their career, and it came out of nowhere. What are you seeing out there in terms of the clients that you work with and what their reaction is to this environment? Because you're a man that's on the ground.
Yeah. And, well, there's a couple things in that, this is a difference versus 2009, 2010, in that when that hit, what happened as far as how it impacted employees is that companies that really were financially hurt, they went straight to as far as layoffs. And so people were then officially terminated in terms of employment, and then they were out looking for a job. In what we have today, it's a little different because what companies, to their credit, are trying to do is furlough, so that they can still remain with the company, but they're just not being paid by the company. They're asking people to take unpaid leave, to take all of the PTO, that paid time off that they have. And also, all the way down to small business, the federal government, to their credit, is providing assistance to keep people on the payroll for the next 2 months. So there's kind of a limbo period in terms of what is going on. We have seen some layoffs that were actually in the works months. These were things that were planned with business units being shut down or a financial restructuring that's taking place. But, in terms of just where people are, it's just obviously, yes, a lot of people unemployed, a lot of nervousness in terms of just, how to, just get their career back on track. And, John, we can, to go into it as far as just some of the things that that we've seen in terms of how to successfully do a search and how to manage your career in a time like this.
Sure. Well, before we get into job search for someone that has been actually laid off, let's talk about furlough, because that's a little bit controversial, because folks are still on the payroll that they can't get paid if their paid time off is extinguished. They really, right. They're really in limbo, and not able to apply for unemployment, not able to, I guess they could go look for a job. It's a little bit different, right? So because that company's kind of expecting them to hang on. What advice would you give folks in that position?
Well, one is just is to really do an analysis and evaluation of your career at that particular company. Is it a place that you really want to stay? Is this now a proper time to make a change? So that is something to consider. And another thing is just if there's a way to kind of repurpose yourself within the organization for a different role. Give you a very personal example is my daughter is a marketing manager, box office manager for a theater company up in Vermont.
Oh dear.
Obviously that all went, as far as all their productions, mm-hmm. Terminated in March. And so now she really had nothing to market because there's no productions. And what she worked out with the theater is that she moved into donations, grant writing, and just a large donor relationship management, so that she could stay around and be able to be, add value and contribute. Can't say that that's always going to be an easy path for everybody, but it is something to consider, because it's going to be a couple months where everything's still going to be on hold.
So let's get into job search and talk about how the job search has changed from just, you know, 3 months, right. 3 or 4 months ago. I mean, obviously there are a lot more people looking for jobs. That's obvious, but maybe talk about some of the less obvious aspects of this environment when it comes to job search.
Yeah. Because February, the war for talent was the theme, record low unemployment. Here we are in April, and yeah, obviously the unemployment numbers have gone up, and now it's just a very, you know, different environment. In preparing for this, I have my own opinions, but I also talked with several of our consultants who work with our participants that are in job search. So they have been laid off, and they're actively helping them in terms of how to find things. First thing that they just said is you have to manage expectations. I'll speak to the obvious that this is not a normal job market. So you want to be optimistic, but you want to be realistic. So it's one that it's going to be difficult for companies to do any kind of hiring if outside, unless you're like an Amazon warehouse or something like that, but there's only so many places like that that are hiring. So sure. Managing expectations is going to be key. The way to do your search this time is it's going to be, online and by phone. So a lot of the personal networking that we always encourage our people to do, going out, having coffee with someone, building those relationships, still vital to do, but it's going to be it's going to be via the phone or what you and I, John, are doing, which is just having a meeting via Zoom. So sure. That's going to be the way to do that. Jobs are being filled, but at a very, very slow rate. And there's an extreme amount of caution being placed by employers in terms of just being able to add headcount. Because the obvious is that there's all this unknown. You know, how long will this take before you can get back to normal business operations? So that means that you want to apply. So there's online ads that are still out there. They're not taking them down. So, either on the company career site, on Indeed, and LinkedIn, go and apply and make sure you get your resume in the system. So you do all the work like you normally would in a search. So you get a keyword optimized resume and a LinkedIn profile that describes your value the best, and then just start to continue to apply. You're not going to, you're going to see the well will dry up though, because there's not a lot of new positions being added every day.
Right.
But the ones that are out there, you want to make sure you find the relevant ones and apply for them.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Patrick Lynch, and Patrick is with CMP and also the president-elect of SHRM Atlanta. Patrick, what are the, I guess a couple things. One is, you mentioned the change to online,
right,
and how that really kind of cuts off some of the personal contact that people would like to have and the networking they would like to have. It really puts up a little bit of an invisible wall, does it not, between potential job seekers and the jobs that are out there? How does someone break through that?
Well, it's an invisible wall if you're doing it by phone. But I think the new normal, we're going to be talking about that for a long time, is to do what you and I, John, are doing right now, which is to have a meeting via video.
Mm-hmm.
And so another thing that we talk to people in terms of managing their search in this environment is get very comfortable with doing video, as you know, for a screening interview, for you know, for regular interviews, for networking, and it just adds that additional element so that you have that face to face contact, at least over the screen. You know, they can they can kind of see a little wider range of you versus just your voice. And this is something that people are going to just need to learn. And there's been a lot written as far as how to properly put your screen in a certain place and make sure that you got all the noise, the outside noise, cut back as best you can. And not everybody, one of us can necessarily have the equipment that you have right now in terms of your home studio, but you can make sure that you create a video experience that's going to be professional enough that it's going to represent you well.
Yeah, because in whether it's intended or not, those impressions, you know, if you're in the dark or you can't be heard real well, the employers are sitting at home with their dogs running and kids running in the background too. So they can understand that, but beyond that, if you're in the dark or you can't be heard, right, it's not a professional, look, right?
Oh yeah. And if they're, you know, you got the screen, you're on your laptop pushed all the way back and they're just getting this great view of your nostrils or your nose or your face is pressed up against the glass or you're all the way back and you look like you're in a cave. Yeah. All that is going to be something that's just going to, it'll be a terrible first impression. So, you know, this is going to be the case. And so just get used to it. And I think even looking forward, this 3-year digital transformation that companies were all talking about is now taking place in the last 2 weeks. And so this is, as far as video interviewing, is going to be far more accepted. And so you really, knowing that this is coming, practice it and get well at it, because, you know, it can work really well, and you get yourself set up, you'll succeed, and you'll be able to build that rapport and the relationship. And you can tell when somebody's, you know, when they're listening and they're smiling, and, you know, it's going to be all the same positive cues, right, that you could pick up in an in-person interview.
It sounds like you think video and interviewing is here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it because it's more efficient for the employer, because they can line up a series of candidates much faster and talk to a lot more candidates at one time, or back to back, I should say?
Yeah, it's going to, the cost savings and efficiency around it is going to make it very attractive. And now that everybody's a lot more comfortable in terms of how to do this, I think that's going to make it better. Plus, we were talking about this before we went live, John, that mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of money that's going to come into the space, this whole video conferencing space. Because, now that everyone's seen how Zoom is just, their subscriber base has exploded, there's going to be a lot of other companies that are going to want a piece of that pie. And they're going to be putting investment into better technology, making it a better user experience. And so I think that acceleration is going to take place. And so more and more, you're going to see that you can have very successful meetings via video. I mean, I can remember going back when I first started doing video conferencing 12 years ago, and it was like one of those those like really, you know, terrible like Skype experiences where, you know, somebody would talk and then like a second later, you would hear the words come out and,
right.
and it's all, you know, kind of herky jerky. And, mm-hmm. and that's not the case anymore. It's
that's right.
become so much more easier to transact. And so that's going to be, I think, here to stay, and it's going to only get better from here.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Patrick Lynch, and Patrick is the president of the Southeast region for CMP and also president-elect for SHRM Atlanta, which is let's give SHRM Atlanta a shout out. That's one of the that's one of the largest SHRM chapters in the United States. For those that don't know SHRM, why don't you give a quick overview of SHRM?
Yeah, absolutely. SHRM is an acronym for the Society of Human Resource Management. So we are the experts in people management. So every organization has them. Every organization needs that expertise. We have over 2,000 proud members here in the Metro Atlanta area. And what we do is we just, you know, bring everyone that's interested in HR together to build a community, celebrate, excellence, you know, share best practices, and then just offer a way for people to grow their professional career, either through accreditation, through a lot of online learning, or just through talking and networking with others.
Now, let's shift gears just a minute, Patrick. Yeah. I mean, we got on this show with the idea we're talking to the job seeker, but let's shift gears for just a second since we talked about SHRM and mm-hmm. and you work with HR departments of enterprise organizations, mid-sized companies, et cetera. You work with them as part mm-hmm. of your role at CMP. What advice are you giving those folks that are in the middle? I mean, they're in the meat grinder, right? I mean, they're, when it comes to having to deal with the furloughs and layoffs of their employees at their companies, they're trying to keep it, and maybe some of them are dealing with their own issues themselves, right? Their own departments are getting downsized. But talk about what you're sharing with them and what is coming back to you from these HR departments you work with.
Yeah, it's, you know, John, it's an interesting time. Going back 2009, 2010, that was a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And CFOs, finance people, they were the ones to help organizations out of all the problems that were created. This is really, something that where you can see, HR leadership stepping up and leading us through this. When you look at some of the steps that are taken in terms of just how to maintain a company culture where everybody's going to be impacted, this is where HR can really raise their hand and be a really strong voice. Give you a great example. One of my largest clients is a hospital system, and hospitals—they've been really rocked because they, with canceling all non-essential any kind of surgeries or any kind of procedures, that's where all their money is made, and they had to focus on the task at hand, which is helping those through COVID and all the other emergency claims. And so their business model has been blown up. What the CHRO that I'm working with, along with the CEO and the chief medical officer, they put together a plan where everybody could remain employed, but there was significant pay cuts that were taken at the senior level, but they also maintained that all essential employees, which would be the patient facing nurses and docs in the ER, they all had their pay stayed the same because they're doing God's work in many ways.
Sure.
It's these examples of of leadership that I think HR is really starting to come in and just show, you know, the right path in terms of how we can get together as a team. And so it's things that I've just seen, you know, through and through that have been done and done very well.
That's encouraging. I mean, yeah. to hear a story like that. So Patrick, let's get back to job yeah. seekers and what you're recommending there. So let's talk about where hiring is being done. You mentioned that there are still openings out there. So apply for them, but where are those openings? Where do they exist? And where do you still see openings that will be out there here over the next several months?
Yeah, the openings, when you get into a real, like a down market that we're in right now, typically the most success people will have in finding new jobs are in line positions rather than staff. And so a line position is someone who has a direct impact on revenue, on cost, on operations. So think of it in terms of salespeople are still going to be needed. You're going to have people that are manufacturing, running operations that are going to be needed. And technology, obviously, the software engineers and the programmers that are all going to be needed. A little more challenging is going to be in staffing roles. And HR is one that is going to be, it'll take a little longer for that to come back. So just like any down market, line positions tend to be the first to be picked up, and then staffing will follow. Industry-wide, there's things that you just have to look at, you know, as far as manufacturing, you know, finance, you know, just healthcare, all those they're going to start to come through a whole lot quicker than retail. And, you know, retail, it was already getting, knocked on its butt with the whole move to online. And I think that whole disruption now has only accelerated 10x, and there's going to be just that much more of a fallout that's going to come through on retail. So, lesson, if you're in the retail space, if you have not already, it would be a good time, if you're in traditional retail, to start thinking of a pivot and start thinking of opportunities that where you could position yourself in another industry.
What advice would you give? I'm glad you brought up that word, because that's the word pivot. What advice do you give to folks that need to pivot? Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to pivot and don't want to, right. And it's a human thing. So, we've all been there where we don't want to change, in whatever we're asked to do, but what advice do you give to them? What do you advice to give to the folks that do want to pivot, ready to do something else? Maybe they got something specific in mind. Yeah. How do they do that?
Yeah. I use this quote, and I know I'm misquoting it, but I'll say it anyway, that it's, I think it was Chairman Mao said that innovation happens at the end of the barrel of a gun. And so, in terms of that, sometimes, situations force us to change, and here's one, and like I mentioned, that when you're in industries that are going to be completely disrupted, you can choose to stay, but then you can't really complain in terms of all of a sudden that you are now a casualty of that disruption. Now with this time where everything's paused, everything's kind of been put on hold, it's time to reflect and start to think about what career pivot options you have. What we've seen is that, we have a an online career management tool called OI Solutions, and we've offered it free to everybody that, you know, for the first 1,000 people to sign up. And so we still have, you know, openings there. And on that tool, there's a whole battery of 12 different assessments that people can take to gain insight into their leadership style, you know, kind of how, you know, what kind of, you know, things are their strengths, what areas do they really need to focus on. So, you know, if you're a somebody that's a more of a big thinker and don't really like the details, well, you know, then you're going to have to start thinking about whether you're going to enter into that accounting, you know, to be a, become a controller somewhere, because that's just not going to be a good fit. It's also time to really, you know, look and learn things that you have. So where you want to go, take up a course via LinkedIn Learning. Go and get, there's a lot of free learning you get through a company like General Assembly. And so I'm not necessarily recommending everybody go out there and become a software programmer or coder, but you know, if there's things where you could see, you know, where you really are, you want to go and take your career, you have the luxury of some time right now where everything's on hold that you could go and pursue that.
Yeah. And a lot of those services now, I mean, I don't know specifically about LinkedIn Learning and some of the others you mentioned, but
right.
A lot of them are being offered at either free or at discounts, right? So people really need to check into that and take advantage of that.
Yeah. A lot of organizations all, it's like right now in business, what you want to be is in the business of helping, not in the business of selling. And so that I've seen this, like you mentioned, across a wide range of industries where they've opened up what I call gated content, which would be to pay in order to get the content. And they've opened it up to the public to just help and take advantage of it all, because things are going to, when they get back, they're going to, I believe, going to get back and start to scale up pretty quickly. And so you want to be ready for when that does scale up.
Folks, we're speaking with Patrick Lynch, experienced hand when it comes to the employment markets, and particularly for executives, C-level, really throughout the organization. But Patrick is with CMP and also the president-elect of SHRM Atlanta. It strikes me, Patrick, that part of what we're folks have to deal with themselves is really their own kind of personal either optimism or pessimism about where they are, right? I mean, it's easy to sit and get gloomed in on the news and just the unrelenting bad news that's out there. And part of what success will be for job seekers is really attitude, ultimately. Do you think?
Absolutely. And job search, and the way I've always explained it to participants I work with, is that it's a series of highs and lows. Mm. And you really can't experience either of them. You get this euphoria, you got the interview scheduled, and now you're riding high, and then the interview doesn't go, you don't get the offer, and now you're on that roller coaster and you're heading in to some major low, and it just becomes hard. And it's just like anything with ups and downs, real severe ups and downs. It's hard to just get back to when you really have major disappointments. So trying to keep a balanced and even approach is the best way to do this. And with a lot of negative news out there, yeah, you just have to really take it all in proportion. And if you're a heavy consumer of whether it's CNN, Fox News, or any whatever place you want, you get it, you're going to have to pull back a little, and and really just focus on you and focus on just what it is that you need to do to be successful. And so it's skill development. It's just, keep looking for those, those online, opportunities that you can apply for, because you can get down in a real hurry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, this has been great, and we don't want to keep you any longer, but thanks for coming on and sharing and being helpful, because you're known for that. So thank you for that. Thank you for being the guy you are. For those that would like to be in touch with you, would like more information, how can they do that?
Well, my email is patl at careermp.com. Our website's careermp.com that you can go on and take. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm Patrick Lynch, and here in Metro Atlanta, and I love to connect with anyone. And if there's anything that's specifically you need help with, please reach out to me. I'd be glad to help out. You can imagine I've had people that have called and called to rip me, and so I'm always glad to help out as best I can. And all I can say for me is just stay positive. This is something that it's not something structurally that in the business, the global business that's wrong. It's just something that where we all had to just hit that pause button and stay in place. And when things do get back, they're going to get back well. And everyone that has those concerns, I understand, but we're going to get through this, and you're all going to do well.
Great words of advice from Patrick Lynch. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, John. And you stay safe too.
You too, pal.
Okay. Real good.
So, folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show on all the major podcast platforms. That's Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. Or you can go to northfultonbusinessradio.com. Check out our archive there of now going on, 216 shows, something like that, where we've got business leaders like Patrick that have joined us and share their thoughts and wisdom and insights and success stories. Also, you can follow us on social media. Please check us out there, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all three platforms. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Patrick Lynch, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.